Been there, done that. It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. I appreciate that. And that, of course, then will all of the great things, animal things I post will come up on your timeline. And I have to say, now, I don't know. It's, of course, in my opinion. I think I've got the best collection of animal photos and videos and stories on the planet on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. If you want something to do, you'll really enjoy yourself if you check all that stuff out. We are in the middle of a conversation with, which I have to say, one of our longest-term advertisers here on Animal World. I mean, truly a part of the foundational family of Animal World, and that would be Janice, president of Nupro Supplements. And we're just getting into and completing the list of the foundation formula and what all the formulas start with. But I'm going to let you know that we had an email come in over the top of the hour here with a wonderful testimonial, Janice. And The email says, "Hi, Martha. My little ferret, Ferris, benefited tremendously from the NuPro supplements when he had adrenal gland disease. We made homemade duck soup, and the NuPro supplement was very much part of his recovery. He gained back his weight and lived another 6 months very energetically as well. Janice suggested the supplement and was so helpful to us, not only because she is family either. She is helpful to all and very knowledgeable about animal health supplements. All the best, Lorraine Sudol." So how nice is that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And of course, that is very cool. I get those kind of testimonials all the time. And it just warms our heart. I print everything out. I show it to everybody here. I pass it around. People that are, you know, that work in the warehouse and packing the boxes, getting the orders out, they need to know that they're making a big difference in the lives of these animals. That's why we're here, and that's why we're doing it.
Well, we're having a little happy dancing party at my house for NuPro Nuggets. My cats are doing a happy dance. So let's see. We are going over the list of the human quality ingredients that make up the NuPro formulas. It's this base foundation that they're all based on. And let's see, we've covered the desiccated liver, the Norwegian kelp, and then the bee pollen. And next on the list is nutritional yeast culture.
Yes, which is not brewer's yeast. You're going to find in most of your supplements and in foods, they're going to use the brewer's yeast. It still has B vitamins in it. It's still nutritional to a degree. But the problem is it's you don't know the sources it comes from. It's usually a grain source.
Well, and isn't my understanding with it when that says like brewer's rice or brewer's yeast, it's that it's already been used by the brewers. And so most of the good stuff isn't there anymore.
Right. A lot of times they just put it in there for taste.
Yeah.
It still does have B vitamin quality, but of course a very poor B vitamin quality. So if you have an animal that has a real issue and needs the B vitamins, that's not really the type of stuff to turn to. But because it's got that bitter flavor, the brewer's yeast, a lot of animals like that bitter flavor, and that'll get them to eat food or processed food better because they add that. So there's a double reason why they'll put that into foods. But to use it as a supplement, it's not as good as nutritional yeast, because nutritional yeast has not been processed, it's not been heated, it's not been cooked, it's not live as far as having the ability to bake a cake. I mean, the brewer's yeast was used, it could be in the brewery process, it could be for beer, it could have been used for the restaurant industry, but there is nothing in it that will cause, you know, how can I say, because a lot of people say, well, you know, my dog or cat has a yeast infection, and if I give a yeast, it's going to cause an issue, but not if it's an inactive yeast. There is a difference between active and inactive. Active means they use it in the brewery process because they needed to have that happen in their mixture to get all of the, I don't know, you know, I don't understand 100% to be able to explain it, but there's some chemical process that happens that when you put a brewer's yeast or that type of yeast into the formula, it does something to get the bacteria growing and the yeasty things happen and you get beer. Pretty simple. But not with the nutritional yeast. You can't use it for that kind of a process because it doesn't have those properties in it. So it's really made for a food use to be consumed, not to be used as a byproduct.
Well, and I didn't realize this until I'm reading here, but apparently yeast can come from different sources.
It can come from corn, from wheat, hops. You don't really know, and a lot of times when you call a company up and say, well, what is your brewer's yeast actually made up of? And a lot of times they can't answer that question because, again, it's a byproduct.
I see, but your nutritional yeast is from a vegetable source.
Yes, and it's grown on vegetables, which makes it a grain-free yeast. So even if an animal has a yeast problem, 99% of the times they can still have this. Now, there's probably an exception. There may be some animals out there that are so super sensitive or have a medical problem that they can't have yeast of any kind. And, of course, you can never make a blanket statement that everybody can have one thing because that's impossible.
Right,
we're all individuals.
Right.
But as far as the normal circumstances, it's not an issue for your average animal that doesn't have, you know, some kind of a serious problem.
Well, excellent. So the best source of vitamin B's and also provides protein, zinc, and biotin. So that's really great, and a vegetable source. Now,
right, and that's for your skin and coat. I mean, you need the biotin. We're always, everybody that's looking at things for themselves are looking for things to help your hair and nails, but that's biotin.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, flaxseed, that looks like that's next on our list here, huh?
Right. We need the essential fatty acids. That's also a big thing that a lot of these animals are not getting, because where are they getting that from in their processed food? You may have, some of the foods will have flaxseed added, but again, it's processed, so a lot of that good nutrients is taken out of you. You need your omegas, and the omegas come from the flaxseed. It also comes from fish oil. It also comes from coconut oil. You can get omegas from a lot of different things, but the flaxseed omegas are very good for skin and coat, and the dogs can digest it well, and it works. So when people ask me, everything that's in here, can they go beyond this, and can they get? Is there anything else that I would recommend that people would add above and beyond what's in here? And sure, if you want to have the companion to flaxseed, the other side of the essential fatty acids, then wild salmon oil is a good addition, or coconut oil is a good addition.
Uh-huh.
Or you know, I wouldn't go with vegetable oils, because your flaxseed is already a vegetable oil. So
Right. Anything
that you give that's not, you know, competing with it, but wants to do the other chain of aminos and the fatty acids, then yes, you can add, because I like to also tell people this NuPro is a base formula, so you can add things to it if your dog has an issue. Maybe there's certain show dogs that need to have a darker nose, because maybe their nose is getting that little speckly white on there, and because kelp has a lot of chlorophyll in it, you can add extra kelp if there's not enough in here to get the job done for a particular dog. Again, we're all individual, so if you need to add something to it, it's a good base formula to add. A lot of people will add creatine or other things if they're racing their dogs, or they're weight pulling with their dogs, or these dogs are athletic and they really need to have their muscle built. So there's other things that people will add to this, because it's a good carrier to help the animal's whole immune system function better.
Well, isn't that interesting? I didn't know that. So if you wanted to add, you can add like coconut oil or wild salmon oil if you want to add additional oils. Interesting to know. Now, lecithin? That looks
lecithin is sunflower lecithin. That's wonderful. That basically, it really helps the brain. It's one of the few things besides coconut oil that'll actually go across the blood-brain barrier, and it's very good for dogs, especially because you have a young animal in training, you want it to listen better. Lecithin is very good for that. I mean, it's got a lot of components that helps the brain. That's one of the top points that lecithin will do, that'll work on.
And then we have garlic.
Yes, and I know that some people will say, ooh, that's on the poison list, or ooh, you shouldn't be doing garlic. But that's been dispelled over and over and over and over again. And I can say from doing this for 27 years,
right,
I've never had an issue with a dog having a problem with garlic. 2,000 years ago, when the Egyptians fed their dogs, they were big proponents of garlic. So, you know, those dogs got garlic all the time. In the barn, I used to give handfuls of garlic to the horses, especially after they raced or trained hard. I would stink up the whole barn. People would be yelling at me, but the horses loved it in their brand mash, you know? And they didn't have the bugs and the parasites and stuff that other horses had. And that's why they felt so good and their coats were so nice and shiny. The same thing. That garlic is an eternal antibiotic in a way. It helps to clean out the system, and it helps to rid the animal of parasites. It is, you know, you're not going to go and give like a whole handful to a dog or a whole, you know, a whole bulb, but, you know, that's not going to hurt an animal. Again, that all started from onions supposedly having something that can cause Heinz body anemia, and they're saying that garlic has the same components, but it doesn't. And if it has it in such a small point, one of the components, it's not even measurable. So that dispels the whole thing that garlic is bad.
Right. It's onions that really.
Right, onions more so, 100,000 times more so than anything garlic would ever do. People have been feeding garlic to animals for flea, tick, and parasite control for.
Oh,
many,
yeah, for a
many,
long
many
time.
Years.
Yeah, and even like the old bodyguard supplement was, you know, yeast and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And it did work. So then, and then you've talked about the calcium citrate.
Right, we already went through that. And that's the reason why we're using that, because of the bone meal stigma that everybody, you know, went through, you know, about 10 years ago. And then you have the lactobacillus. Now, that's another big thing, the lactobacillus acidophilus. You want the animal to be able to digest this. So if you have an older animal and their stomach isn't functioning 100%, as most older animals don't, because they haven't had any raw live food in their bodies, you need to make sure that you can repair that stomach and put that good bacteria back into the stomach, because if they're not digesting their food well, they're not going to digest the supplement well either. So now, with the lactobacillus in there, plus the enzymes from the bee pollen, you're going to get good digestion for the animal to help digest his food and the product at the same time. So I want to make sure that the animals are getting the most that they can get out of it, or else, you know, I just don't want most of it, you know, being picked up in a poopy bag.
Yeah, now I'm wondering, a lot of times when you get, like, you know, lactobacillus acidophilus and those kind of supplements for humans, they come in a capsule, you know, a powder in a capsule or something that needs to be refrigerated. But that's not necessary with this?
No, not with the type that we use. Plus, it's naturally stabilized because the bee pollen self-preserves, and so does the kelp.
Oh, okay. And we've already established that these ingredients are raw, so that they aren't cooked, so it's not destroyed that way. So it actually is viable in the product, huh?
Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, does that cover the list of the basic ingredients?
Yep, that covers the basic ingredients. And then when we go through our joint support, we use that same base. Now, here's the thing. We could have just came out with a joint formula and said, okay, now you have to buy this and you have to buy this and combine it. We just wanted to make it so easy for people. And again, going back to that same thing, there's a lot of joint products on the market today. And they just basically deal with maybe your myristoliate, or maybe they're just, glucosamine and chondroitin, or maybe they throw a little MSM in there, and they're wonderful things. But again, going back to that digestive thing, and what if the immune system isn't at 100%? How much is your dog or cat really getting out of that joint supplement if they're not digesting it well? So we decided, let's take care of the whole body, because really, again, we have to think about it from a whole body standpoint, that you can't address one aspect of the animal's body if you're not taking care of the whole body, because everything needs to be addressed. If your dog is poor in one area, but you're trying to help him in another area, you're not going to get the full impact of what you're doing unless you take care of the whole immune system, and that's the backbone of all these products. You've got to take care of the immune system. So instead of probably failed business 101 a long time ago, because uh-huh. everybody else has 5, 10, 20, 30 products in their line, we have just a few because we make it the best, and we want to put everything together so that people have... It just makes it easy. You don't want to open a pharmacy when you're on your counter. I mean, there's so many customers that'll call, well, I have a jar of this, I have a jar of that, I have a jar of that. We've got it all together for you. It's all here. They're already doing it. They just haven't discovered us yet. But we put it all together. And so now in one formula, now you've got all of those ingredients for skin coat, immune system health, itchy, scratchy skin, hot spots, all the rest. And now we're giving you stuff for the joints, too. So it's a no-brainer. You're getting one product that does it all.
Well, yeah, and I'm just looking at the nutritional information here. There's all kinds of vitamins, you know, including the biotin, you know, we talked about, and all kinds of minerals, all kinds of protein amino acids, all kinds of enzymes, and then the essential fatty acids. And it says you do have the 3, 6, and 9 mm-hmm. in there of the omegas, which is really important. That's great.
Right.
So
right.
Then we start with this basic formula, and what do we call that, the premium formula?
Yeah, pretty much the original, the premium, the gold, because it has a gold label. We have all different names for it, but yeah, it's the original one.
Okay.
And that's the one we started out with. And then we came out with the joint support and immunity when we put the extra stuff in there. And now you have your glucosamine, your chondroitin, your MSM for, you know, to help with inflammation, because if you take the inflammation out, it allows the glucosamine to work that much better. Now, here's a fun fact for your listeners out there. The original hyaluronic acid, which is what this was all called before it was in an oral form and can get through your stomach and actually help your joints, it was in an injectable form that we started out. Again, a lot of stuff started at the racehorse industry that we would get right into the joints with these animals. They're athletes. They're pounding on a track. They're going to have aches and pains. Their knees start to hurt them, their ankles, their hocks. You need to go in there and address it. And you just didn't have a lot of the oral formulas back in those days. So somebody discovered, and I have no idea who, but the best source of hyaluronic acid came from rooster combs. That funky little red thing on top of a rooster's head is what they discovered can actually help joints. And when you put that into an animal's knee or hock or ankle or whatever, it was almost like if you can hold that product in your hand, it was almost like having an elastic band. The viscosity was so dense that when you put that in, it was almost like filling those gaps that the natural hyaluronic acid in all of our knees and joints that we all share with the animals, when that's gone, this will come in and fill it. And I mean, they're doing that with people now. They have been for years, but it started out with the racehorses first. But nothing ever surpasses, a lot of times when they do it in the laboratory and they try to recreate things, they came out with other stuff that you can hit a horse with in the muscle and it would go throughout the body, and there's other things down the line, but really getting right into the joint is the best way. And sometimes they would even mix that with a little bit of cortisone, because that would help to take away the inflammation. Because when you have pain, there's inflammation. So you take out the inflammation, you calm the joint down a little bit, and then the hyaluronic acid can work better. So glucosamine comes from that, because they had to find out an oral form, because not everybody was going to go in and get their knees injected, nor could everybody do that. Again, you're always risking whenever you inject anything. There, you know, there's always a possibility that something could, you know, bacterially go wrong or you have an issue. So when they made it into the oral form, that's where your glucosamine came from.
Wow. Huh. Amazing. All right. Mm-hmm. So the joint support has everything in it that the original formula has, but you add glucosamine complex, MSM, ester C, and that combination then really works
right.
for the joints. But
right.
you have
ester
all
C,
the other good stuff as well. Yeah.
Right, ester C. If anybody wants to look that up, they're one of the few companies that actually did testing on animals for joints. And the ester C does work very well for helping animals' joints, too. So now you've got another component in there that's not only helping with the vitamin C, which is what we all need, especially under stress, but the ester C is awesome for the joints as well.
Okay. So now are there any... So that covers the premium formula for the dogs.
Right.
And then the joint support for dogs. Are there any
right.
other... is there any other type of supplement for dogs?
We do have the electrolytes.
Ah, yeah.
And that's very good for dogs that are, especially, this wouldn't be a formula like if you had a dog that was 15 years old and he needed more fluids and, you know, he has some heart issues and stuff, because this does have sodium in it. And you're not really wanting to do that if a dog has a heart issue or he has another type of health issue. Of course, you would always have to discuss this with your veterinarian, but this is mainly a product for your active athletes. For the dogs that are out there dock diving and doing agility or showing or police work or arson accelerant work. I mean, I've had so many calls from the officers who go into burning buildings with dogs or very hot spots looking for people that might be trapped, or they have to put these elaborate suits on these dogs to go in with them a lot of times. And the officers say that when they're using the electrolytes, they can get a lot more daily work out of a dog than when they didn't use it, because it's replacing that natural fluid balance that's lost through evaporation. Through the dogs don't have the pores to sweat, but they certainly sweat through their mouth, they sweat through their paws, so they lose moisture just like we do, just differently. So with the electrolytes, it really helps, and especially the athletic dogs. They need to have this. Now, there'll be other articles that'll be out there saying, well, dogs don't need electrolytes, and it's not something that they've ever needed, and blah, blah, but I have to disagree, because dogs also didn't jump off docks and do agility back then
right,
either.
Right, right. Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. So now the electrolyte supplement, is that a liquid form?
No, that's also a powder.
It is a powder.
So you can
okay.
mix it right in with water. You can also, the beauty of it being a powder, you could take it with you. It's not going to go bad. You can carry it in your RV. It's always there to mix up. If you want to even mix up a gallon, take it hiking with you, whatever. This way your dog always has it. And the other thing is you can also put it into the food, because I used to do that with the horses, because you might have a couple of water buckets in their stall, but they don't always drink all their water. So why not throw some into the food, too, especially for your athletic animals? So that's why it's good being a powder. You can use it both ways.
Excellent, excellent. Is there a silver formula for dogs? Or is that the gold? I was a little confused reading a lot of these testimonials that are just rave reviews, but some of them say we're on the silver formula.
Yeah, a lot of people, because it's a silver label, they'll say silver. They don't say joint support. They'll say NuPro Silver. And
gotcha.
We say that too.
Okay.
A lot of the reason why I made it a silver label is because I was always thinking about, again, senior animal, even though obviously it's very good for athletic and younger animals too that are doing a lot of the things that we have them do today, which is above and beyond being the family pet. You're putting stress on those joints. So animals need the joint support if they're working, if they're athletic, by the time they're 3, 4, 5 years old, whatever you're doing with them, especially the larger breeds, because you want to take care of those joints early in life. You don't want to wait for the animal to get up and you're starting to see him a little stiff and he's just not feeling good, he's a little creaky. You want to try to avoid that point. But if your dog is there now, this is going to help that also.
All righty. Well, we've got to take care of our advertisers again, and then we will continue more with Janice. We've got to cover the cat formula and what, if anything, is added to that from the basic, you know, premium formula. And then we got to cover just a bit on the ferret formula and if stuff is added to the basics, or if they just get the basics, whatever that's all about. And then we get to talk about the latest supplement, which is really phenomenal. So that's up next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
We're the black sheep of talk radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. President, NuPro Supplements on the line here with us, Janice from the Jersey Shore.
And, yeah, not to be confused with the Jersey Shore TV show or nothing like that.
Well, right, but, you know, you're such a great talker. I'm surprised you haven't ended up on one of those shows back there.
I'm waiting for the phone call.
Do they have a Housewives of Jersey Shore show or something?
I'm sure they do, but I don't have the big hair, so I don't think I qualify. I don't wear that kind of makeup.
Yeah, I guess not. You kind of, you know, and you have to be pretty dramatic for anyway.
Yes.
And besides, you've got better work to do serving our animal friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Friends.
If they want to do a show on me helping the animals and all the charity work that we do and all the other stuff, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, that would be excellent. So now I'm looking at the cat formula here.
Right.
And it looks to me like it starts with the basic formula as well, but then you add a couple of things.
Yes, we're adding some fish meal in there, again, because the cats love that, and that also is a good fatty acid for them. And there's also some permamuscle mixed in there too, and that's good for the joints. So that fish meal encapsulates a couple of different things. And then there's also alfalfa in there because, as we know, cats love greens. That's why they go after your house plants. And cats that don't have access to outside do need to have some fresh greens. So along with the kelp and the alfalfa, that kind of satisfies the kitty's needs for those greens.
And it's interesting that. It says alfalfa is a good source of chlorophyll, mm-hmm. but also a rich source of vitamins A and D.
Right.
And so I know vitamin D has now made the radar now in veterinary medicine, and, you know, all my animals have been tested for vitamin D, and I didn't realize it until, you know, relatively recently that they don't get vitamin D from sun like we do. they have to get it from their diet.
Right.
So that's like really good that there's alfalfa in there, that alfalfa has vitamin D. That's excellent.
Right. Exactly. And again, because they're not eating the kind of diet, for the most part, like you, other people are doing that, myself, but the majority of people out there are not. They're just relying on kibble. So you have to add something to make up for what's lacking in that kibble.
Yep. And of course, I don't feed any kibble, but still many people do. Now,
right.
Now, the last of the regular products, you've got a supplement for the ferrets that was, mentioned in this email that we got. Do the ferrets get the same basic formula as well?
Yes, they are, because they need all of those same ingredients like the dogs and cats do, and there's nothing really different between between the ferret and the regular for the dogs, except it's mixed a little differently in different proportions, but it's the same base ingredients because it's what they need too. There is something on the internet that's been around for many, many, many years, like Lorraine had mentioned about the duck soup. And when it had come to me and I'd found out about it about 20 years ago, it was funny because the person who made the duck soup actually put the NuPro in it from day one as part of the mixture with the baby food and Gary Knoll's vitamin C powder and a few other things that were in there, because ferrets a lot of times can get a disease called megesophagus, which means their throat kind of closes up and they can't eat. And if an animal's not going to eat or drink, you're not going to have them too much longer. There is medicine for that, but sometimes it doesn't work right away, and you have to wait. And in the meantime, this poor animal's starving. So if you're making this duck soup, which is a liquid, and being able to squirt it down their throat, getting something into them, some kind of nutrition, it can help save them until the medicine can kick in.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they use the duck soup on elderly and ill ferrets because it's giving them a certain nutrition that, again, they're just not getting from their regular canned or bagged food.
Excellent. So we have, you have the ferret formula for ferrets. We have the cat formula for cats. We have the NuPro premium formula, which we have the original gold for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
with the silver label, we've got for dogs the joint support formula, which has all the original formula plus the added stuff for the joint support. So
right.
And then the electrolytes, which
right.
we've not talked about. And is that covers the bases on the basic NuPro supplements, correct?
Right. That's basically what's been around for the last 20 plus years.
Right. So that's what you're saying. You don't have a gazillion products. You just
right.
have the best
right.
for our animals. Until relatively recently now, you decided you needed to create something new. So
yes.
Let's talk about that.
This is called Life Spice. Life Spice. I spelled it differently. I took out the I's and replaced them with Y's. So that's a little play on the words.
So L-Y-F-E-S-P-Y-C-E. C-E. So Life
right.
Spice with Y's instead of I's. So tell us about Life Spice.
Because it has the spices in it, like your curcumin and turmeric, that's where the play on the word spice comes from.
Ah.
And because I think it helps give new life to animals that may be having some serious problems in their own lives.
And is that the need you're trying to cover, or what was the motivation in coming out with this new product?
Because there's so many animals that have debilitating diseases now, and of course we can try and put our finger on it. Is it coming from the food? Is it coming from the environment? Our food isn't the same as it was 20 years ago, but your animals are going to show disease and problems quicker than a human is because their lifespans are shorter. So you're going to see an animal starting to get now. I mean, there's so many animals now that are coming with cancer. There's Crohn's disease. There's diabetes. There's Addison's disease. I mean, and of course arthritis. I mean, a lot of these animals are getting human diseases now. So there's got to be reasons for that. And again, is it our food? Is it environmental? I mean, it's a whole host of things.
Well, and then the over-vaccination and all that stuff.
Oh, and that too, because you can tank the immune system with that.
Yeah, and the really toxic flea chemicals and stuff that,
mm-hmm.
We're using now. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff. But yeah, there is a lot of debilitating stuff going on.
Yeah, and if you find that your animal all of a sudden is having some serious issues, sometimes they're just going to need a help at the cellular level. Whereas the other products are wonderful for the immune system, sometimes you need to go deeper. And this new product is going to go deeper. If anybody wants to do any research on turmeric and curcumin, there's a lot of stuff out there that has been proven to do wonderful things to help the immune system. So, I mean,
yeah, I actually did a show with a gal all about turmeric, turmeric, and she had pet cows, pet steers. I mean, big, huge. I mean, I actually went out and met them, and they were her babies. These steer.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
And she discovered the turmeric when one of them went lame, and they said that there was nothing they could do, and they had to put it down. Well, she heard about turmeric and put the steer on turmeric, and of course he recovered and has been wonderful ever since.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So that is something that is becoming more and more popular.
Yes, and there's a lot of research done on it now, more than before. I mean, all of the nutrition doctors are talking about it. They're finding new things about it all the time. They even think there may be some hope in dementia and Alzheimer's for these ingredients, too.
Yep. A lot of news coming out. Now, so is this Life Spice, this product, is also in a powdered form?
Yes, it's also in a powdered form.
Now, does it start with the basic formula again, or is mm-hmm. this a completely different formula?
No, this is completely different. So you can use it in conjunction with the other formulas because you're not duplicating ingredients.
That's what I was getting at. So the Life Spice is something we could continue using the premium formula or the joint support formula with our dog and add the Life Spice to it.
Right. I mean, a lot of times with a product like this, people want to look at it as a product that you can only give to a dog if it's having a problem or it is going through some kind of a treatment for a cancer or radiation or chemo or something. But, you know, again, I like to stress that prevention that a lot of times we don't think about. If you have a dog who is a larger animal and doesn't have the biggest, you know, the longest lifespan, there's just something else. I just read an article that these animals are actually decreasing their lifespan when we think scientifically they should be improving because of all the new advances in food and nutrition and other things that are happening, that some breeds are actually losing ground instead of gaining ground, and I thought that was quite distressing.
Yeah.
But, you know, something like this, you would want to try. I mean, like I'll do a smoothie maybe two or three times a week. I should do it more, but a lot of times, you know, like everybody else, you're running out of the house. You're not making the things you're supposed to be doing. But the turmeric and curcumin is something that we should all have in our lives every day because it's very good, and it also does help with inflammation. And inflammation is the basis of disease. So why not try to, as they say, cut the corner really quick and try and edge out a lot of things that could be happening because we can't control a lot of times things in our environment. So you want to have something like this in your life. And the same thing for the animals. It doesn't mean your dog has to be 14 or 15 years old to put them on a product like this because it gets to the cellular level. I mean, it could be something you may want to start earlier and just give a small amount because a little bit of this in the system every day isn't going to hurt.
Now, is the Life Spice intended just for dogs or can cats and ferrets have it too?
We don't make it for cats and ferrets at this point, but they could have it too. There isn't anything in there that is a problem giving it to them, but we just haven't come out with the label for the cats or ferrets at this point. We started with the dogs first.
Okay, so what else is in it? We've got the turmeric curcumin.
And the curcumin, right.
In there. What else have we got in it?
We also have fermented soy protein that's organic. Now, see, when you take, I know that people are going to say soy is a buzzword that nobody wants to hear.
Well, that's usually because of the GMO stuff now and all of that.
Right. We use non-GMO organic.
Thank goodness.
And in that particular ingredient, because you don't want to be having, you're trying to help something, not hinder it.
Right.
But when you ferment soy, it turns it into a different product.
Oh.
It makes it into a powerful anti-inflammatory. And that, again, is what you're trying to do when you're trying to help your body heal itself.
So the fermented soy is an anti-inflammatory.
Right. It's cultured. It's fermented. Again, if you look it up, there's a lot of articles on that tells you why culturing and fermenting is so much different. That's why the Asian countries don't have the incidences of breast cancer like we do, because they eat a lot of fermented foods, and we don't.
Uh-huh. So
Basically, if I can read something really quick,
sure.
From a book that I have here,
yeah.
The most important benefit of culturing is the process is thought to convert certain phytonutrients called genistein and diazine into their active forms, genistein and diazine. How you ever say diazine? both genistein and thiazine are powerful antioxidants and anti-inflammatory agents that have been shown in voluminous laboratory studies to work in multiple ways against, debilitating diseases.
All right.
So that's basically why that's in there, because it's something that can help. Now, is anything going to help 100%? Is a person or an animal that uses these ingredients going to get 100% curative power or whatever you want to say? No, nobody can make that statement, and I'm not making that statement either. But it is something that can definitely help whatever veterinarian practices you're using, whatever you're doing to help your animal in maybe last stages or, again, a very, disease stages that he may be going through. You're using these tools as a help for quality of life.
Right. And especially very helpful for cancer because there's other stuff in there. So we got the turmeric, the curcumin, the fermented soy. What else is in the life spice?
The medicinal mushroom.
Yeah.
And there's volumes written on medicinal mushrooms.
Yeah.
A funny story with that. When I was at a trade show a couple of years ago, when we first came out with this product, did a distributor show in upstate New York. And everybody that picked up the life spice and was reading the ingredients, they started snickering. I'm like, why are these people laughing all the time? Why do they look at the ingredients and snickering? They were thinking about magical mushrooms.
Oh, hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Yeah, the Woodstock. I said, get out of Woodstock. That was like 20 years ago. These are medicinal mushrooms. I thought it was funny. No other place that I showed the product did I get quite that same reaction. I thought it was funny.
Oh, that's hysterical. So you've got some medicinal mushrooms as well. Does that cover the ingredients list, or is there more?
Oh, we do have some cinnamon in there because that also has a lot of qualities for free radicals, and it also is very good for joint issues. You have ginger root, especially for animals that may be going through something involving the stomach. If they are going through chemo or radiation, ginger can certainly help with that. So those are a few extra ingredients that are in there. So all of it's basically geared towards getting to the cellular level and just helping animals when they're very elderly and they need that little bit of boost to their life.
Well, that's why the name makes sense now, the life spice.
Yes.
You've got the cinnamon and the ginger and the turmeric. Curcumin. How fantastic. So this is a supplement that can be given by itself or can be given in addition to the regular NuPro supplements.
Yes.
And basically designed for your older dogs or those that have health compromises of some kind.
Yeah,
but it sounds like, this is all good stuff for anybody to take generally. So, you could add the life spice in.
Yeah, you could do it in smaller quantities. It only comes in a 1 pound size. It's got a very small scoop in it. You're not giving a lot of it. And something you may want to just add as just a little extra, hey, I'm adding it just to, guarantee certain things.
All right, fantastic. All right, we are going to take our last time out here for the show to take care of our advertisers, and then we will continue with Janice with the minutes we've got left, and we'll talk about whatever else that crosses our mind here related to all these fantastic supplements, and so stay right where you are, because Animal World continues. More about NuPro supplements straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And unfortunately, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're talking to the president of Nupro Supplements, Janice Gianforte, is here, and she's coming to us from the Jersey Shore. Fortunately, they have the heat wave that we're not having right now.
We could use some of your rain, though. My lawn looks really brown. We haven't really had a very rainy season, so we could definitely use some moisture.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've got a record-breaking year going on here so far. We were pretty dry last summer and a real heat wave, but that has not repeated itself this year. We're having
well,
much
that's
more.
Good. You can spare some of your water our way, then.
Yeah, I think we can. Let's see. So we've been talking about all these incredible Nupro supplements, the Nupro Gold premium formula for dogs, as well as then the joint formula. We've got the cat formula, the ferret formula, the electrolytes, and now we've been talking about the Life Spice, the incredible, you know, relatively new supplement to Nupro, but designed for, you know, the older or the infirmed, especially if you've got a dog with cancer. You know, it's just got all the wonderful stuff in it. So before we run out of time, and I want to make sure that everybody knows where to find these supplements. And I would say you can find them on the shelves at many pet stores, can you not?
Yes, you can. We're not in every single pet store, but, you know, it depends on how good your pet store owner is and how into nutrition they are.
Okay, and let's say so somebody's shopping, if a pet store doesn't have it, is this something that a store can easily order for clients, or are they better to go to the Nupro website?
Well, I'm all about supporting your local pet stores before there are none. We all know that the superstores, you know, whereas they have their place, a lot of times they can, you know, make it hard for a small person who has the corner pet store to stay in business. So I do like to support the local pet stores. We're not in the big chain stores for the sole reason that I like to be able to have the mom and pop stores have something that the big chains don't have, because I feel that they can explain a product like this better.
Right.
They use it on their own animals. It's something that they have that they, you know, that they know isn't sold in every single place on the face of the earth. And I just think I like that little bit of piece of being in the store and having the support of the small local retailer. So
sure.
I would advise people to use your local retailers. We have distributors all across the country, so if a store doesn't currently have our product, I would, you know, kind of bet that they would be able to get it. They could put a small order in, or they can, you know, special order something for one of their customers. So that's
excellent.
What they still have over and above the superstores that don't have that kind of courtesy that they can afford a customer. If they don't have something, they just tell you, hey, we don't have it, you're out of luck. But if you go to a small store, chances are they can get things for you.
All right. And then you can find out all about the NuPro supplements. I mean, every week we're giving out the website, you know, NuPROsupplements.com. So
right.
All the supplements are on the website, and people can access these fabulous ingredients lists and all of that. I don't think you can order directly through their website, though. Is that true or not true?
You can. You can order. We do have an ordering site. But again, we have to put shipping on it. So a lot of times it's cheaper to get it out of your local store.
Sure. Okay, so that's the place to start, is ask at your local pet store. And if they don't have it, they can certainly get it for you. And and if you have questions and concerns, I mean, the NuPro website, I'm sure, is I didn't have a chance to look, but, you know, I'm looking at a ton of just phenomenal testimonials for NuPro.
Yes.
Are some of these on the website?
Some of them are on the website. Some of them still have to be loaded on. Sometimes you get so busy you don't have a
sure.
chance to take care of a lot of those things. But yeah,
but they're
the
just
other thing is,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if people have questions, they can very easily just give us a call. We have an 800 number. They can email us. You know, we're here to help. That's our life purpose, is to help your animals.
Well,
and
hey,
that's the
how
reason
about
why
that?
We're here.
So they'd like to talk to you folks. And, you know, the website is www.nupro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements. You hear me say that every week. But the 800 number is 1-800-360-3300. So 800-360-3300. And that will get you through to the important people. But I'm looking at these testimonials, and I'm reading phenomenal testimonials about horses. We even got emailed one about ferrets today. Here's one from a person who said that they put their dog on NuPro, had dramatic results within 12 days, that it did start a shedding and a detox for this dog. But then she says, now this dog smells fantastic, even his ears and his feet. He has more stamina. He's a healthy, thin weight for a working dog. He's gaining muscle, not fat. His teeth look fabulous. And she said, and most importantly, he's not gassy anymore. His tummy is settled. He's got perfect poops. It only took 12 days. I mean, this is pretty amazing.
When you put that really good stuff in, that live food, it really makes a big difference. It makes a tremendous difference, because it's something these animals have not had before. And it gets right in and starts working. You have to remember, there's no fillers, no sugar, no corn, no wheat. There's no grains in here. So there's nothing stopping up the system, so to speak. There's nothing that the animal has to digest before the good stuff can work. It's only good stuff.
Now, this is amazing. Here's an 8-year-old golden retriever that ankylosing spondylitis, and they're saying that the difference is phenomenal with this dog. He's now jogging in the park again and running around and having a great life. A 6-year-old lab that had a torn ACL ligament in his knee, they were quoted over $3,600 for surgery. They didn't do it. They put the dog on the NuPro joint support, and they're amazed. This dog is now running around, acting completely normal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Totally,
and again,
amazing.
It may not happen in every single case, of course, but there are certain, you know, ways that an animal can benefit from the product. There's a lot of veterinarians that'll say, hey, try this first. You have an elderly animal. If we don't have to do surgery, we would rather not, because of any kind of unforeseen complications. Try this first. Use it as a help. See where we are, and then see where we need to go from here. So a lot of times they do that too.
Yep. So you want to get your dogs on the NuPro, either the premium formula or the joint support formula. Remember that all the formulas, except the Life Spice, they all start with that basically phenomenal panel of human-grade ingredients. And then add to it, like, you know, the cat formula has the little extra things, and or maybe in different proportions, as well as the ferret. But it all starts with the great foundation. And I am so excited that my Robbie and all five of my cats have now started on the NuPro supplements as of this weekend. So I'm going to be reporting back on how my animals are improving. So I can't wait to see, you know, how they respond, other than the fact that, I mean, I'm just delighted that they love it so much.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're eating like they haven't, you know, they've never eaten like this before in their lives. They're gobbling their food like, it, you know, it's their last meal. It's really amazing. And, of course, I'm all about wanting my animals to love what they eat.
Right.
And as well as it being healthy and good. So it's just really exciting. So one more time, check out the NuPro website, www.nupro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com. If you've got questions or need help, they're there for you, 1-800-360-3300. That's 1-800-360-3300. And Janice, we're just kind of running up towards the end of the show here. So anything else you would like to leave us with?
Well, I'd like to leave everybody with the fact of, you know, just saying I'd like everybody that when you learn about your animals and the health that we could do for them, that kind of pass it on to yourself and your children. Think about these live ingredients. Think about what you eat on a daily basis. You want to stay as healthy as you can because you want to take care of those animals that are now healthy. And, you know, you don't want to end up having a debilitating problem or something that you need to be taking, you know, medicine for if you don't have to. So think about incorporating a lot of what we talked about today into your daily life. Keep your animals healthy because their reflection, what you do with them is a reflection of when people see you with them and they comment on how gorgeous your animals are. I mean, that's a reflection on you as being a good caretaker of your pets.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we just want to keep everybody healthy and, you know, the less disease, the better everybody's going to be. You know, we can heal a lot of things by not having to focus on a problem, but just looking at wellness.
Well, and I'm really excited about the detoxing properties of these supplements too. There's so many testimonials here of people talking about how it just, you know, cleared the system of their animals. And especially your original story in those barn cats and the dyes in the food coming out in the poop when they were eating the NuPro. That's just amazing. So what a great detox and cleanse and support for our animal friends. And Janice, I just can't tell you how fabulous it's been to catch up with you again. And now we will continue to be in touch on a regular basis. And I look forward to our next visit on the air. So thanks so much for spending part of your Sunday with us here. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm going to get back to that Jersey sun now.
All right, and save some of
and
that.
And my animals love it, too. They sit around the pool. You know, when I'm not home, I have the outdoor furniture. Guess who's on the outdoor furniture? My cats.
Yeah, I
come
bet.
Home and they're all on the furniture. I'm like, man, at least somebody's getting use out of it.
All right, well, enjoy that Jersey Shore sunshine and surf, and we will stay in touch. And make sure you have plenty of that feline formula on hand because I've got five cats that are just love it. All righty. Thanks so much, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay. Well, that wraps us up for another show. I believe you can stay tuned after Animal World to an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. Next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Woohoo! And so get your behavior training and healing questions ready. Plan to give me a call because without you, I won't have much fun. So I hope you'll call in. And if there's anything on your mind in the animal news or world department that you'd like to chat about, next week is your time. So plan to give us a call. Week after that, we'll do an encore show, but I'm not sure which one yet. And then the first Sunday of August, we're doing yoga. We're going to get educated about Hatha Yoga and no doubt some of the great stuff that Murali from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is so great at talking about. So I'm really excited about that. Anyway, let's see. Thank you to Mike. Thank you to Trina. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.